The bird recordings and recreated songs you hear now are all of species that have disappeared from these main island forests. We can't just blame Tibbles and his kin. Humans have brought a whole range of mammalian competitors and predators to these shores. Today, the people of New Zealand are making amends. This is New Zealand's most famous tree, Tane Mahuta, Lord of the Forest. There's more wood in this kauri tree than in any other tropical tree in the world. Conservationists are working hard to protect and nurture these special forests. By collecting kauri seeds, they ensure that new trees can be cultivated and the forest expanded into its former range. Meanwhile, the animal invaders are being controlled, and birds that only survived on small outlying islands are now being reintroduced to these mighty forests. Back in Hawaii, being the remotest of all archipelagos, you might expect the unique wildlife to have fared rather better. In the lowlands, there are lush coastal rainforests teeming with life. But not indigenous life. None of the plants or animals you see here is actually native.